Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We're going to talk about the Barron Braswell run against teen violence. This is the 10th year of it, and just about every year we have highlighted it right before it takes place. Gwen Braswell Nash with us this morning, First Sergeant Sean Jones from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here, and Dr. Blake Johnson from Sentara Pratt Medical Center. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Ted.
Gwen, it's good to have you back. This has been we've done this just about every year, and it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years since the incident occurred that really got this run going.
Right. As I prepared to plan it, even last year, establishing the date with Fredericksburg Area Running Club because it's part of the Caldwell Banker Series. I just couldn't believe as I was putting the data together, the 10th anniversary, so I knew I wanted it to be special in honor of my son.
You can just briefly, or go into as much detail as you want, talk about the incident that happened that brought about the Barron Braswell run against teen violence.
Okay. On the 20th of January 2006, my son attended a teen party, and at that party an altercation occurred, and he was stabbed to death. When my son was young, and I have two sons, Zachary and then Barron, who was murdered, they were very active. We used to run together, and as I was trying to just stay above earth myself, because I went into a state of depression like anyone would probably do after losing a son and going through a murder trial. Just trying to find a way to honor his memory and spread the word against teen violence, knowing that I would not want anyone to have to go through what I went through with the loss of my son. So, the local community, a lot of the educators, one parent, Lisa Weiss, established a scholarship fund. And through that scholarship fund, college scholarships are given out. But I tied that into the run so that I could keep that going. So with the run, it came about because me and Deuce would run together a lot. And it was a way that I felt I could honor him.
The run is next Saturday at Cortland High School. It's a 5K run and also a youth 1 mile run. And BraswellRun.com has all the information that you need to find out about that and sign up. We were talking on air, off air, just a few minutes ago before we got going, just about how this has really become, and really from the start, the community has embraced this, and this is a big event.
Right, and I think the reason it has roots in the community, because when Barron was murdered, he was very popular at Cortland High School, and it just really shocked the community that teen violence in that magnitude occurred. So with that being here, and also looking at statistical data over the nation, teen violence is just rooted in all communities. And so the run itself, working with the schools and working with the Sheriff's Department and Sentara Pratt stepping up, addressing this social issue, was very important.
Dr. Johnson, you're with you're a pediatrician with Sentara Pratt Medical Group, and Pratt's been involved with this right from the start and has seen this as an important thing for the community.
Yes. Sentara Pratt has a long history of being involved in community events such as running and bringing awareness and solutions to the community about several things that occur health-wise, with our community. One of the most important, I think, as a pediatrician, is teen violence. The stats are pretty abysmal. Teen violence and homicide in our youth are the third leading cause of death in America. But to try to put that in perspective, there are seven other diseases that teens can pass from: heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. And if you add all those and combine them, there are still less than the number of homicides that occur in our teens per year. It's something that needs to be constantly talked about. Focus needs to be remained on it, and it doesn't need to fade, because every teen that passes, we lose a lifetime of contributions to society. Mm-hmm. We lose the community becomes fearful instead of coming together, and it is something that needs to be addressed on a constant basis.
Well, that's the first time I think that statistic is mm-hmm. is alarming.
It is very alarming, and a lot of it has to do with use of firearms. Some of the stats that were conducted by the CDC, the Youth Risk Survey, in 2013 show that 18% of kids across the nation carry a weapon to school. 5% of them carry a gun at least once a month to school. 25% of the high school students have been in at least one fight in the last month, and 20% report being bullied. It also causes a loss in a situation of fear in the kids that are being bullied. 7% say that they miss school on a routine basis because of teen violence and being scared of the other kids in school, in the community. It's something that the adults and the teens need to come together and continually address and not just let things fade.
First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. I'm sure those statistics to you aren't surprising, but boy, it shows you the magnitude of the problem.
It does, Ted. I mean, didn't know the statistics were that high or exactly like that, so it is alarming.
You're someone who works with kids on a day-to-day basis, and have worked as a school resource officer in schools and see kids and I know really try to diffuse things and try to get kids to be kids.
That's right. I mean, each kid should be able to go to school in a safe environment, or also go to other community gatherings in a safe environment. So my whole thing when we deal with kids, one, we try to develop that working relationship with kids, let them not have a fear of law enforcement officers. Then also we try to work with them and encourage them that if they have problems, go to a trusted adult. We try to encourage them to come talk to one of us if they have a problem, if they feel comfortable. We'll go talk to their parents, school teachers, or guidance counselors. You know, Spotsylvania County has school resource officers in every high school, every middle school, and even Cortland Elementary School. And then the deputies are assigned elementary schools as well. And what I try to do when I talk to kids or teach some of the classes that we teach, I encourage them to get to know their school resource officer. Go up to your school resource officer, introduce yourself to your school resource officer, because they're there to help you. They're there as your friend, but they're there to help you as well. So if you have that problem, don't be afraid to go talk to your school resource officer.
And boy, so many times, Sean, you hear about situations that have been diffused or incidents that have been stopped just because school resource officers get that information and are able to step in.
That's correct. I mean, you know, there's a lot of kids that take the right step and let somebody know what's going on, or maybe give us a little hint, hey, this might go on today or this might go on tomorrow, so that we're prepared and also we were able to diffuse the situation, like you said.
Well, and just having, I know being at the event, the Braswell Run last year, just seeing how the sheriff's office, I mean, you had a lot of people out there involved in different ways. This is an important event that you all have gotten behind.
It's a very important event. Sheriff Harris, when he took office, and Ms. Braswell Nash contacted us, he's assigned me to the race. I think this is the fourth year I've been involved right now. So she tells me she needs something. We'll try to do our best to make it happen.
It is the 10th annual Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It's next Saturday at Cortland High School. There's a 5K run, a youth 1 mile run. BraswellRun.com for more information. We'll be back and continue on with this discussion this morning. Gwen Braswell Nash here, along with First Sergeant Sean Jones and Dr. Blake Johnson. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It takes place at Cortland High School next Saturday morning. Go to BraswellRun.com for more information. And we are going to continue to talk about that this morning. They've done a lot of great work with scholarships. We'll get into that. Gwen Braswell Nash here, along with First Sergeant Sean Jones from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, and Dr. Blake Johnson here from Sentara Pratt Medical Center. One of the things, and we've touched on this before, Gwen, about just the whole see something, say something. That and Sean was just talking a minute ago about what you see in schools. Like, is you experienced some of that through this, of where people didn't want to come forward and help.
Right. As for the murder trial, my son, as the police detectives were trying to gather information to help with the prosecution of the perpetrators who had committed a crime, what I found is that people didn't want their kids involved, and kids were afraid to speak out against the act because they felt like they would be labeled as a snitch. There were also a group of kids who had T-shirts printed with "Don't Snitch" on it. They also had, at that time, I guess it was MySpace, where they did, you know, like put "Don't Snitch" on that particular page. And before the cops could get to it, they had taken that down. But they did receive, you know, some of that data. But what I'm encouraging kids and also parents, if you see something, say something, because you'll find that you're not in the minority, especially when it comes to bullying and violence amongst your peers in the school systems and the surrounding communities.
I agree with her, and I just want to add the fact that I think it starts at home, and we were just talking about it starts at home. Parents need to take the time and sit down and have that talk with their kids. If you're being bullied, let somebody know. If you see something, let somebody know. If you know something's about to go down, let somebody know so we can get the appropriate people involved. You know, you never know what, by them saying something, you never know what it can help resolve or help a situation before it even gets started.
Were you going to say something,
well,
Dr. Johnson?
I wanted to add to that. There are several risk factors that have been involved and compiled about teen violence. And again, to reiterate, the home is actually the most important risk factor. If kids are exposed to violence in the home, if the discipline's either too lax or too harsh or inconsistent, or if the parents aren't involved with the child, and their teen especially, then that almost triples the risk of teen violence. Parental care and concern for their child is an amazing thing that you can do to prevent teen violence and help your child amazingly.
Sean, one of the things I know we've talked about in the past is for parents, check your kids' phones and have those conversations, because your child could be being bullied or they could be the person who's being a bully.
That's correct. We encourage people to, parents, to check their cell phone, kids' cell phones, find out who their kids are talking to, find out what's going on in the kid's life. You know, with my daughter, we do a phone check. This, you know, she doesn't know it's coming, but we're out somewhere, let me see your phone check. And we'll check and see who she's communicating with. We also encourage parents to know what your kids are doing on their computers or tablets. If they're going to have a Facebook page, make sure your kid give you the password to their Facebook page or other social media accounts so you can monitor what's going on, so you can monitor who they're talking to as well, or just different conversations, what's going on.
Well, because it seems it's gotten a lot worse. The because of that, how I think when, like 10 years ago, how we described bullying and would have had shows talking about bullying has changed a lot.
Right, it has. I mean, when we speak of teen violence, it encompasses bullying, cyberbullying, sex texting, homicide, suicide. So, I mean, it's a whole realm of different things that can happen to our youth. And so it's important to speak about this and to let the community know that there are different alternatives and that you really do have to be part of your kid's life.
You know, so many people are afraid to have this conversation with their kids. And it's amazing how they're afraid to sit down and talk to their kids about this serious topic. Don't be afraid. Sit down and talk to your kids so you can help your kid from becoming a victim. Sit down and just be involved. Be interactive. Know what's going on in your child's life.
As a pediatrician, this topic actually comes up quite frequently in my office about trying to allow their kids to have some privacy. But I frequently say that safety comes first. And our teens, while they're very intelligent, don't have the wisdom to distinguish between something that can hurt them and something that can't. Frequently you'll hear parents say, oh yeah, my teen wants to stay out till 3, and they don't understand why I make them come home early. Well, that's a case of not being very wise. The teen's not being very wise. Some things that we can also, the parents can also do when they're talking with their teens is to understand that if a teen doesn't have a lot of experience, when we talk to them, we assume a couple things because our children are very smart or they have some sense. That doesn't mean, again, that they're very wise. So when you talk, you have to listen and you have to show care. And when you criticize, it tends to come off as, well, my parents just don't understand me. It's not that your parents don't understand you. It's more that you have more wisdom than they do, and you have to make sure that you're expressing that information in a manner they can understand. So you have to, one, set an example. You can't go around as a parent. You can't be violent, show violence in the house, and tell your teen, oh, yeah, don't do it. That doesn't work. But more importantly, show them ways to cope, something like compromise, using humor, teaching coping skills. Like if you're angry, remove yourself from the situation, rethink the situation, recognize the need to get help, and teaching problem-solving skills, different ways to solve an issue. Those are the things that parents can do that can help not only their teens from teen violence, but to help them become a more well-rounded person.
First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. I'm sure you nodded at all of those things. You think of the kinds of movies, the kind of just some of the influences out there that kids, even though a lot of their friends may be doing it, that you just think they have no business being exposed to a lot of this stuff.
You're right, Ted. I mean, it comes from every which way now. You have the influence on television. You have influence on from music. You have influence from social media. You also have influences from video games. So that's why we encourage parents to get involved and see what their kids are doing, see what they're watching, see what they're listening to. Like you said, sit down and have that talk with your kids, but I remember one time my nephew came to stay with me for a summer. I gave him a curfew, and then he tried to play me and try to switch up, say, hey, I'm staying over somebody's house. So I was like, have them give me a call, and then he couldn't do that. So I said, all right, see you at 11 o'clock. And, what people fail to realize, what they've done, we've kind of been there, done that ourselves, so we know some of the tricks of the game. But the main point is get involved, be there. And it's a working relationship. I mean, it's not like the old days where your neighbors see you out or see you doing something bad. They'll call your mom at work and your mom calls you and you're like, you're going to get it when you get home. It's not like that. But it's a partnership. It's a partnership with the community. It's a partnership with our doctors. It's a partnership with Ms. Braswell Nash. I mean, I have to commend her for doing such a wonderful job bringing the community together to raise awareness about the serious problem. It's a partnership. Everyone needs to work together to help make sure our kids and our community succeed and be very productive in the future.
And Gwen, you talked about this, where this was an outlet you could do just because of your grief, because it would have been easy just to say, I'm done with this community and just leave me alone. And this has just – this has really turned into something that, that everyone, like we say, talks about th- this particular event.
Right. But for me, when my son was murdered, I was finishing up a job assignment in Texas, and I was supposed to be coming back that Monday. So on that Friday, I got the worst call that a parent could have received. My ex-husband, Baron Braswell, called, and he told me that Deuce had been stabbed. And at first, as a medical, a medical care provider, I thought maybe it was in the abdomen. Maybe it was something that, you know, could be fixed. Mm-hmm. And he quickly got off the phone. And then before he called back, I was already talking to my sister and I was on my knees praying. And before he even said the words, I already knew my son was gone. And he told me that Deuce had been stabbed in the heart and they were working on him, but he had passed away. I remember my husband, Scott, you know, he made all the arrangements for me to get from Texas to here. I don't even remember that. I just remember getting here, and once I got here, I went to Deuce's room and just hoping that it was all a dream. I didn't want to believe it. And when I got there, he wasn't there. But what was there were memories that were in his room, and then lots of people started coming over, lots of the kids talking and giving me a hug, and one of the kids that came, he told me, and I didn't understand it at that time, he said, if I was there at the party, your son would be alive. And from now, what I understand is that there were two football players on the team. One they called Big Deuce, the other one they called Little Deuce. And so at the party that evening, the kids who came to incite trouble were looking for Deuce. And someone pointed out my son. And that night, it just changed my life. When I did get back to Fredericksburg, because it caused so much grief, you're right, I disliked this place. And so I had to look for ways to find goodness in the world again and a way to honor my son. And so the run, when I was at some of the low points in my life where I wanted to take my life, which I knew would be a cop-out, I have another son that I had to live for. And so I looked at ways to spread the message and also to honor my son's memory. And so, and the run, actually, as I was going through the murder trial, just thinking and focusing on something else, helped save my life.
Hmm. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It's next Saturday at Cortland High School, where Baron was a student and on the football team, and ran track too, didn't he?
Yes.
And was
basketball.
And
he was just a wonderful athlete.
Yeah, very involved at Cortland High School, and that's where this this event takes place every year. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. BraswellRun.com is where you can one of the places where you can sign up. There's also a Facebook page for the Baron Braswell Run. More coming up with Gwen Braswell Nash, Dr. Blake Johnson from Sentara Pratt Medical Group, and First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. We're talking about the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It's the 10th annual event. It takes place next Saturday at Cortland High School. The 5K run is at 9. There's a youth 1-mile run. That is at 8:30. Gwen Braswell Nash here, First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, and Dr. Blake Johnson with Sentara Pratt Medical Group. Sean, as Gwen, before we took the break, was talking about things that just it always comes back to me, and when I see you with kids and when the sheriff's office with all of you trying to reach out with kids at a young age, you see the wisdom of that, because you're hoping that you're gonna get kids in the right direction.
That's correct, Ted. We just want to show kids that we're here to work with them. You know, everybody thinks the job of a police officer is to arrest someone. That's not the case. Our job is to give back to our community. Our job is to also help people in need, or also give guidance to our young folks. We're here to work together to make sure our young folks succeed, because they're our future. So we got to do what we have to do to work together to help them succeed. And we just want to show a positive positive working relation. It's amazing how now I taught DARE a long, long, long time ago, but it's amazing how I can go somewhere and the kids be like, hey, that was my DARE officer, and they come up and talk to me, mm-hmm. or introduce me to their families now, or, you know, keep in contact with me, let me know what they have going on. You know, when I was a school resource officer, I still have some kids that stay in contact with me, say, hey, you know, they invite me to their weddings, they invite me to their children's christenings. I mean, just staying in contact and, you know, showing that, hey, we can make a difference.
And Gwen, as we talked earlier about parents getting involved with their kids, you want to see that, so the people that are bullies, the people that are prone to violence, because I every year when you come in, I mention about it. I'll never forget when Sheriff Howard Smith called me the morning after the incident, and him saying, you know, this was a good family. And it wasn't as though Barron was headed down this way. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was around people that that unfortunately were looking to be violent.
Right. And as I sit here, I never would have thought when I had given birth to Barron back in 89 that I would sit here today with him gone. I saw myself as a parent, and also saw Barron as a parent, who we nurtured and loved our kids. That evening when Barron allowed Deuce to go to this teen event, initially Barron said he told him, no, you can't go. And then he said he walked away and he sat around and he thought about it. And he says Deuce had made honor roll, and he says he wanted to do something good, so he allowed him to go. He says Deuce spent about an hour getting himself ready, you know, getting, you know, spruced up for the little girls, because he was at that age. He was 16. And so clearly he was going to an event where he wanted to have a good time. And Barron said that when he drove him there and dropped him off, Zach was in the car as well. Deuce walked up to the door, and they were using wands to check people, make sure no weapons entered the facility. And so he thought everything was okay. And it wasn't until later on, one of Deuce's friends called Barron on the cell phone. That's how he knew something was wrong, and he went to the event. And at that time, they had Barron in the ambulance working on him, and they just followed him to the hospital. And in the end, you know, Deuce lost his life. But as a parent, you know, I've worked hard, went to school, saved, established, you know, funds to try to make sure that both of my kids would have a college education, keep them focused. I served in the military for 20 years, retired, and I've always tried to create a safe environment around them. And so to lose him like that, I knew at that point there are no social boundaries when it comes to teen violence, and it was a wake-up call for me, and it was a call that I needed to do something to make sure that no one else had to go through what I went through.
And the weapon itself, I remember, I think you saying that it was had been put in there before, so the checking that they were doing,
right.
No one knew that.
But what happened, I'm not sure how the weapon got in there, but I know how the weapon was retrieved. And I guess a family member or so went back to the hotel after the event, and they had hid it in the ceiling towels.
Okay.
And so one of the employees at the hotel saw that, and then they called the cops, and then the cops retrieved that knife. And with that knife, the DNA evidence was tied to the murder of my son.
It is the Baron Breslow Run Against Teen Violence. It's next Saturday for the 5K run and a Youth 1 Mile run at Cortland High School. BraswellRun.com is where you can get all that information. And the statistics, Dr. Johnson, that you gave earlier, just the high, just how homicide for youth is so high up there. Just in the stories we hear this morning, and you think. Those are the cases we know, and some of the cases that you think there's a lot out there that probably isn't even reported.
Well, if you dig a little deeper into the information, we'll find that in 2011, it showed that for every homicide victim, there were 142 non-fatal physical assault-related incident injuries that were treated in the emergency department. So that's 142 injuries that were treated in the emergency department, not the ones that were taken care of at home. I hate to be the stats person, but it's important for people to understand that each day we lose 13 kids to homicide in America. 1,600 youths are treated for assault in the emergency department, and that's not including the ones where no one reports it. So again, it's an important thing that parents take care of. But also, if you were concerned or if you were saying, well, I don't know what to do, I'm going to reiterate the sources of resources that we have. Your pediatrician knows has tons of resources that they can offer help for parents that say, well, you know, I'm the baby, I don't know exactly what to do with my kid, with my child, and they're being violent, or they might be bullying, or they're being bullied. The resource officer in school is a resource, but it has to come from the parent that says it's okay to talk to your resource officer. We can sit here all day long and say, hey, talk to your resource officer, talk to your resource officer. But as the parent has to say, hey, it's all right. If you can't talk to me, find somebody. You know, school counselors are a resource as well. And there's online things through the CDC, teenvideoonline.org, things like that, that can be a resource for our parents. And if you're a sibling or if you're a concerned teen, they can resource for you as well.
It's good to know that you can go to your pediatrician for that kind of thing. That you're not just
absolutely.
You're not just there to take the vital signs and, you know.
Absolutely.
Talk to your pediatrician. Gwen, you've told the story because a lot of people think, well, it can't happen around here. It's Fredericksburg. Right. You know, we're not a metropolitan area. And you tell the story of having this conversation with your kids.
Right. The last vacation, we were on a Christmas vacation in Florida back in December 2005 and realized Deuce died January 2006. And so as we were sitting at dinner, I just said, you know, you guys, I just want you to be careful. You know, I said, there are bad people out there. And I said, I just want you to be careful. And my youngest son, Zachary, he was 9 at the time, he says, well, Mom, nothing's going to happen to us. We live in Fredericksburg. And they both laughed. And so less than a month later, Deuce was killed. And it took a lot for me to love this area again because I had experienced so much hurt in this area. But through the run, through what I call Deuce's garden, working in his garden and planting things that show beauty each year, it has helped me a lot.
I've seen on Facebook some pictures of that garden. It's just gorgeous. Yep,
that's in honor of him, so it has helped me. Every hole, sometimes when I would get down, I would just dig a hole and plant something, and each year, you know, the perennials and the bulbs come back. Enforce.
First Sergeant Sean Jones, you unfortunately see some of the bad people around here. A lot of us do just feel like it's not too bad around here, but everywhere's got bad people, and unfortunately you see and have to deal with a lot of them.
That's correct, Ted. I mean, every day you hear the stories of our detectives. Some of the stuff that they see, you'd be amazed. Like, that really happens. Like you said, that really happens in Spotsylvania County, but it's out there.
Wait, as we've talked this morning, and Dr. Johnson and all of you have given really good ideas for parents to do, but I guess that's the thing that you can't talk about enough and just emphasize is be involved with your kids' lives. Let them know things to avoid, and you can't totally keep them safe, as you can't put a bubble around them, unfortunately, but you can do some things to try to monitor who they're around and what they're doing.
That's correct. I mean, you know, a lot of times we used to go on kids run away or missing kid reports, and the first thing we asked is, okay, well, who are some of the kids your child hangs out with? And parents can't even tell you that, or can you give me the numbers of some of their friends? And like you said, it's important. Be involved. Know who your kids are hanging out with. Know who your kids' friends are. Know where they're going. You know, get to know the parents of the other kids that your children hang out with as well. It's a team effort, but you got to be involved with your kids' life. You got to know what's going on, and you got to encourage them to talk to you. We all make mistakes, but the most important thing is we learn from our mistakes so we won't make those mistakes again. And that's what parents need to emphasize. You know, you make a mistake, but we're going to learn from it and we're going to move on. We just got to work together.
And Gwen, you were involved in it seems like this area, some of the most horrific crimes that have happened in this area with three girls who died and then Barron. And in all cases, all the families were down to earth families where it was, you know, you loved your kids and yet something happened.
Right. And it's like Sean said, I mean, you can't, well, you actually said it, you can't put a bubble around your kids. You can talk to them, and that communication starts at a very young age, not when they're a teenager. You got to start showing love and communication when they're, you know, young. I mean, that goes from, you know, infancy all the way up to teenagers. You know, you have to communicate with your kids.
And they feel at that age nothing's going to – it's, you know, we live in Fredericksburg or nothing can happen to us because we're teenagers.
Right.
It is the Barron Braswell Run. It's next Saturday at Cortland High School, BraswellRun.com. Gwen Braswell Nash here, First Sergeant Sean Jones, and Dr. Blake Johnson with the Sentara Pratt Medical Group here. More on Town Talk coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Gwen Braswell Nash here this morning, First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, and Dr. Blake Johnson with Sentara Pratt Medical Group here this morning. The focus has been the 10th Annual Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. And like we said earlier, Gwen, it just doesn't seem possible that it's 10 years, but this has become, and it's really gotten the whole topic of teen violence to be talked about in a way in this area that it never was before. And in a lot of areas, I don't think probably talk about it like we do here.
Right. And I think it's important. And it's like, it's that social issue that people don't want to talk about. I was forced into it really with the loss of my son, but every day I would see reports on the news where someone had lost their kid to an act of teen violence. But when it hit my life, it was an eye-opener, and I knew that I had to stand up and help the community and do something about it. What I really am appreciative of is the community support, the support that Sentara Pratt has provided me over the years in the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Department, Dr. Baker in the Spotsylvania County Schools. You, Ted, I mean, you've been with me for 10 years. I mean,
we've cried a lot together.
Cried a lot together on air. I've gotten to the point, you know, the earlier years, it was just an emotional wreck. But now I'm able to talk about it a little bit more without breaking down a lot. But when you go through a tragic loss in your family or in your life, it is life-changing. And you just have to take one step at a time to sort of live again and realize with me, my focus was, you know, I had another son that I had to live for, and also my commitment to honoring Deuce's life.
you've given the Brand Breswell Scholarship Fund has given away a lot of money over the years, right, too, to help a lot of kids go to college.
Right. Between Sintera Pratt and the Brand Breswell Memorial Fund, we've given out over $126,000 in scholarships and awards, and that in itself is helping and reaching people to help them go to a higher level of education.
I don't go a week doesn't go by where I don't see someone wearing a shirt from one of the races, and that to me shows that a lot of people in the community also are going out and running in this race every year.
Right, and I see it too, and sometimes I have to contain myself because I just want to run up and give them a hug, but I know I can't do that. But I'm just yes, it really touches my heart when I see that.
Well, our friendship I value a lot just because we over the years have talked about this, and you've opened up and talked a lot about this and really helped the community. Thank you so much for what you've been able to do over the years, because it would have been easy not to.
I know what I need to say. This the editor that used to be at the Freelance Star, Paul Akers, I know he's gone, but I just want to let his family know that he helped me so much. When I would sit down and just write a story or just write my feelings on paper, he took that and he posted it in the Freelance Star, and he helped me a lot with his encouragement, and I appreciate that.
The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence, next Saturday morning at Cortland High School. BraswellRun.com is where you can find out all the information. 5K run is at 9, the youth 1 mile run at 8:30. Get involved, get your kids involved. Great stuff today. Gwen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted.
For coming in. Dr. Blake Johnson with Sintera Pratt Medical Center, thank you. First Sergeant Sean Jones.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.